That's how you start episode 18. What's good, locals? Welcome back to the Local Podcast. This is episode 18. You can listen to our podcast or watch us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Google Play, and Spotify. All those links are in the description of the YouTube channel or wherever you're listening to this from, whatever you guys prefer. But it's your boy, Carlos Perez, my co-host,
Miguel Vasquez.
And this is pretty much what we talk about: video games, movies, TV shows, anime.
And life in general, you know.
Yep. So let's catch back up. It's been like what, a week and a half since we uploaded the last podcast?
Yep.
What you been up to?
I just got done with the commission, so that's good. Designing.
You finished that Rock Band?
Yeah.
Finally.
And I've been working on Bert and Ernie, and which is coming out good, really good. Mm-hmm. Right now I'm working on the clothes and stuff like that, so hopefully like it comes out really good to the point that it goes kind of viral, you know, like my previous artworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also working on Patrick, who you calling Pinhead, mm-hmm. but with the realistic facial expression, you know, which I hope it goes out well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's been a while since I've
with this buck tooth. Who you calling Pinhead?
Yeah, I'll show you that later. But yeah, like I just hope everything goes good because mm-hmm. the last time an artwork of mine went viral, and I say that in the most humble way, you know, I'm trying to brag, mm-hmm. but the last time something went viral was probably I think Finn.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That was like a couple of designs ago.
Yeah, right? Homer in March.
Okay.
Homer in March, yeah, that was in March. But yeah, yeah. Just that I had to go check my tires, car today. Just designing stuff like that.
What about video games?
Video games. Been playing Resident Evil 5 a lot.
The demo, right?
The demo
on Switch.
Yeah, Switch. Yeah.
When does that come out? That comes out later.
29th or 30th
of October.
Yeah, the end of October. I think yeah, and Resident Evil 4.
Mm-hmm. They're gonna have that triple bundle too. I might cop that.
Yeah,
I haven't got
$60. Yeah,
I haven't got Resident Evil 4 on Switch, and it's on sale right now for $20. And I was like, dang, I kind of want to get it, but then I haven't because I want to beat the other games I have on my Switch right now. But I just remembered the triple bundle's coming. I was like, oh, I might as well just cop that $60.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, I want to get Resident Evil 5 because it's like $20. Because if you purchase Resident Evil 4 or any other Resident Evil game on Switch store, mm-hmm. it'll give you a discount, 33% discount. So it's like $20.20 again.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, damn, this is $20 Resident Evil 5, but you have to buy it before it releases, so you can't wait after. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. Like, and I've been thinking about it. I'm like, damn, I already have it for the PS3, for the PS4, for the Xbox. Like,
uh-huh.
I haven't even passed it on PS4 or on the Xbox
mm-hmm.
for me to just purchase it out of impulse, you know, like,
yeah.
So I don't know, maybe it's a good deal, $20, you know.
You gotta take it on the go.
I know.
That's and true. You can put it on your TV if you play like that.
Because, you know, Digital Foundry did an analysis. It just runs below 30 frames per second, you know. But on the small screen, it looks pretty good. It
okay.
Smooth. Yeah, just those are the games I've been playing, Resident Evil 4 and Resident Evil 5 demo.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What about the toys you were telling about?
The toys. SpongeBob and...
Gary, Squidward.
What you see those, like, those SpongeBob and Patrick mm-hmm. figures, we're working on Squidward and Gary. They should have Gary, hopefully, by the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
They showed me, like, images of Gary, like, well-painted, like, these aren't just, like, half-ass painted, dude. These are, mm-hmm. like, spray, like airbrushed, you know, air,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they use, like, all these, like, techniques. Like, it looks really, really good. So, and the fact that it's gonna come out to, like, $70 or $80, like, mm-hmm. for that piece, it's worth it, you know?
Yeah.
So hopefully I can get a pair, like a mm-hmm. couple, you know, so I can give you one so you can complete it, you know.
Nonetheless, if you don't get a pair, I'll buy one just so I have to have this set now because it's there. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Friggin', what did I say? You have Homer 2 and Squidward coming in production?
Homer, I stopped sending the file because I've been lagging it on it.
Goddamn.
There's a process of, like, when you have to 3D print out a figure, mm-hmm. you have to make sure, like, the model's, like, really well done.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Printing, and that shit's a hassle, dude.
So. Yeah, I feel like at work sometimes if the 3D model's not complete in the model, like the other day at work, mm-hmm. I was scanning this thing mm-hmm. and it just wasn't in the computer,
mm-hmm.
but I needed it mm-hmm. in the computer to get the job done, and I just told him, I was like, yeah, it's just not in the computer, I can't get it. They're
it's the
I
process.
Feel it. Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, just working on those. Yeah.
Whenever I show the one toy I want done from your design is Jerry.
Jerry? Oh,
I want dude. He
yeah,
looks.
I'll probably print him out. I have a 3D print at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I have resin. I just bought resin like 3 months ago. I haven't even opened it, dude. And I'm dumb, man. I'm dumb, dude, because like it expires, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I pay like $25 for that resin bottle. So if I don't use it,
it's does it expire soon? Like, not like soon, but like, does it expire quick?
No, it doesn't expire quick, you know? But the thing is, I should be using it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It's just there, you know, sitting there. But yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely, if I'm going to print out something, I'll print out a figure. I'll print out Jerry.
That one is so sick.
Yeah, yeah, the expression.
So ugly.
Yeah. No, no, wait till I do Patrick.
Pinhead?
Pinhead Patrick. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just,
man.
Because, yeah, like, oh, shit, my bad. His expression is just so funny. I'll show you an image later. Though. All
right. Yeah, well, for you know.
Yeah. What about you?
I just came back from work from Oklahoma. That shit was whatever. It was just boring. Really boring. I only worked 8 hours, Monday through Saturday. And, let me see. I haven't really been doing anything. I skated yesterday. I came back home on Thursday night. That was pretty cool because I was supposed to work Thursday night and leave Friday morning. But, Thursday morning, I woke up to an email saying, hey, there's no work. We don't need you guys to come in for night shift. So, I'll just take you guys out for dinner. And in my head, I'm like, fuck, this better be 8 hours worth of dinner for work. Because mm-hmm. I'm not fucking missing work for nothing, you know, and wait till tomorrow to go home. So then my coworker and me, we emailed the person there. They were like, hey, we don't have work. Can we get a flight home tonight? And they're like, yeah, we'll try and work on that. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty much like, yeah, the only flight out is probably like in it. The next one is like in an hour. Do you think you can make it? I was like, already on the freeway. And so that they got me the flight. I barely made it. But that was pretty cool. It kind of sucked though because I had a layover in Salt Lake City for 3 hours.
Damn.
So I flew to Salt Lake City, then back home. But as soon as I got to Salt Lake City, I had to wait 3 hours for my next flight.
Damn.
Yeah.
But you're playing your Switch, right?
Yeah, I was playing Link's Awakening. Awesome. I'm almost done. I know... I'm pretty sure I know I'm on the last boss.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I got there last night. That was pretty cool. But any other... What else did I do? I didn't do anything over there. Just work, skated, played my laptop. I played Destiny 2, like, a lot.
Wow.
Like, no joke, I think I put, like, 60 hours into Destiny 2.
That's cool, dude. I mean,
yeah.
On the go, you know?
Yeah. On my laptop. Yeah, yeah.
On this laptop, right?
Yeah. Freaking up. Sure? I almost bought a new laptop just because I wanted, like, have, like, an upgraded graphics card. I was going to upgrade from the 1070 to the 2070, and I almost did it, but I was like, nah, I'm only doing it because I'm here. Yeah. I'm not going to use it when I'm home because I got my PC. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then I almost really did. And then the day I was flying out, they had a price error on Alienware, and it was the same exact build I was going to get. It was like probably like $2,400, but they had a price error, and they were selling it for $1,000
flat. Wow, and you got
No, I didn't get it. I wanted to, but like I said, I'm only going to use it when I travel, you know what I mean? Sorry, I had a burp. But I didn't end up getting my laptop, but I wanted to, but... Nah, it's okay. Yeah. I'm fine with this 1070, you
know? It's tempting, you know, when you get a new graphic, like, a new build, you know, from the next year or so, like, it's just so tempting to get the new piece, you know?
Yeah,
new
hell hardware. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate that, you know? It's like statues, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
when you collect statues, like, you want the newest one.
Dude, I can't wait for my Majora's Mask statue.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
I'm so hyped for that thing. That thing looks so beautiful. Like, other people, they have it, like, because they have, like, connections and stuff, like, hey, if we send you the statue, then you get to give us a shout-out, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Man, dude, that statue looks beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I haven't been playing anything else. I've been playing Destiny 2, Link's Awakening, fuck. I think that's it.
But, I want to ask about the laptop. While you were playing it, did you have it connected, plugged in? Or
like,
just...
Ethernet?
No, yeah, that too, but I mean, like, to the power, you know, the power outlet, you know?
While like, you're like, charge?
Laptop. Yeah, charge.
Like,
Or
yeah,
were you playing it legit, like, without it, you know?
Yeah, I was playing with it on. I didn't try.
Because
then I know once... Because I know my laptop lags. Like, it has, like, that laggy connection when you disconnect it and then plugging it back in. So I just left it plugged in the entire time.
For sure.
But
that's cool, dude. Like...
But yeah, the entire time I was probably holding... I could have hold stable, but I just left it on 144 frames. But for sure, I was over, like, 70 frames per second.
You had it on the highest setting?
Yeah. Well, I was playing on medium settings, but my frame rate was still over 70.
Frame rate, frame rate over graphics. That's so, dude.
Yeah, I was hitting highest 144 because that's the limit on my monitor.
Yeah.
And then lowest was like probably like 66.
And have you had any other games struggle on your laptop? Like any games struggle big time?
I know I was struggling with Ghost Recon Breakpoint, but I only played for like 20 minutes and I wasn't even feeling it, so I was like, alright, fuck you, I'm not gonna play this.
Yeah.
Apex was kind of struggling. But I could have fucked with the settings, but I just didn't really want to play Apex. Yeah. So I can't really say. That makes sense?
Yeah. That's so good. You play Resident Evil 2 on there?
No, I haven't tried it.
I'm sure it runs good, dude. It's really optimized.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude.
But yeah, that's all I've been doing. I mean, we could hop into news.
For sure.
I feel like we have a lot more movie news than we do video game news.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like the video game news is always bigger to us than...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, first of all, I seen Joker. No spoilers, but I know you haven't seen it. But for sure, I really like Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I thought it was so dope.
Yeah.
I went to go see it again yesterday. I was like, damn. This is so sick.
For sure. And what do you think of the performance of Joaquin?
Joaquin? Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
I could see... There's a lot of people that don't like this movie because they say, like...
It's an origin? Like.
Yeah, they're saying it's an origin, but, like, honestly, if you look at Joker books, he doesn't really have a firm story. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Bruce Wayne always starts off with his parents getting killed. The Joker is, like... Or, like, Spider-Man. Uncle Ben dies, he gets bit by a spider. What's another, equivalent origin movie? Sorry, I can't think right now, but... Nonetheless, Joker doesn't have an origin movie. You could pretty much make up anything, It makes sense.
It's with non-canon, huh? This one. Is it
origin? It's like most Joker origin stories are non-canon. No one really knows.
Yeah.
Like, they barely even... Like, Batman is starting to barely figure out, like, what's his name. But then again, this is just another, like, non-fiction origin story, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a Joker, but... Yeah, nonetheless, I really enjoyed the Joker movie.
Yeah.
Joker movie is dope. I say go see it if you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you haven't seen it.
You know, I want to, and I will eventually, you know, it's still October, you know, it's like spooky month. But I did see the ending on my Explorer, you know.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram Explorer, yeah. You know how when you're on Explorer, it shows like someone's story? Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, and he's like fucking yelling at Murray.
Hold on. Don't say no spoilers if they haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, spoilers, yeah. But it was pretty good. I was like, damn, that's some good acting right there, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, you can hear his voice, you know, just crackling.
There's so many people that, like, don't want him, like, to even be nominated for an Oscar for Joker.
Why not?
They say, like, just because of how violent it is, that it promotes violence or whatever. But, like, honestly, like...
You got John Wick 3, you know? Like,
not even like that. It's like, people are, like, so, like...
sensitive.
I guess sensitive to, like, to just blame something. Pinpoint a blame on something for other people's actions. Like kids, like, shooting up schools and blaming video games.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I know that, dude.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so dumb. Like, I'm gonna go shoot up a movie theater just because Joker's shooting up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where do you get that answer from? You know what I mean? You have to have... In the end of the day, you're pretty much making the decision to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you want to blame the movie, you're blaming the movie. If you want to blame something else, you're blaming something else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm not going to... Like, I could easily go friggin', like... Well, I'm not going to say that because that's a podcast. But
yeah.
It's like saying to go shoot a movie theater because Donald Trump's president.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone's got, you know, reasons or, like, motivations, you know, motives, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like that since, like, mankind, you know? Like, Hitler did it, you know? There was no video games at that time, you know?
Yeah.
No Joker film, and yet he committed this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, people like to blame stuff, you know.
Yeah, they don't want to give an Oscar to a clown. That's pretty much what they're saying.
Yeah.
But they gave an Oscar, did you see that? They gave an Oscar to that one movie, Shape Out of Water. Have you seen that movie?
I seen some parts of it, about some woman...
having sex with the fish?
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave an Oscar to them, but they won't give an Oscar to a clown, which I think is kind of funny.
I mean, it's too early to judge right now, because, I mean, Joker's still in theaters right now, but, I mean, Fish Out of Water, right, it's called?
Shape out of water. Yeah,
it's great. I think it's directed by Guillermo del Toro. I mean, mm-hmm. The guy's a legend. You know, the guy's done some really good films. So, yeah, like, yeah, there's a reason why I won an Oscar. You know, because I mean, Guillermo del Toro isn't like involved. But with Joker, I mean, still in theaters. It's way too early to way too soon to be meant like saying about Oscars and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like it could though.
Yeah,
like fuck, it's really like when you watch him act, it's like damn, like.
Like
usually when you see an actor, you think of like
he's just acting.
So like Ryan Reynolds, like you think Deadpool, and then now when you see Ryan Reynolds, like he's in a bunch of action movies. I just think Deadpool
yeah.
When he's in an action movie, like in one of the upcoming movies we're going to talk about later. I think of just like dang, like there's no difference. But with Joaquin Phoenix, from watching him from Gladiator to Joker, is like fuck, this is like
it's a different actor. You
yeah,
know?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, it's Gladiator, her, then Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But like, damn, all three movies are really fucking different. But yeah, it's really I don't know the right word. I don't want to say something like a smart word, but it not be the right definition of what I'm going to say. But fucking yeah, it was really game changing watching him be Joker.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the highlight of his career, that's for sure. Cause
yeah, hell yeah.
Honestly, like, I've heard about his brother River, you know, because he was like a teen heartthrob like Leonardo DiCaprio back in the 90s. But with Joaquin, like, he was a lesser known brother, huh?
Yeah.
Now with Joker, you know, like, and you know how superhero movies, like Marvel, DC movies, are like fucking like crazy, like in demand, like in the 2010s. So like the fact that he became Joker, like an iconic symbol, you know, of villains, you know, like. Yeah, it's a highlight of his career, dude. It's going to be a game changer for him, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, for sure he left a mark,
yeah.
A mark in history of Joker actors.
You got Jack Nicholson, you got Heath Ledger, you got Cesar Romero, you got Jared Leto. And you got him, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, every time they mention Joker, they're going to compare him to Heath Ledger or Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. There was a lot of people trying to, like, compare, at least from what I've seen on Twitter, a lot of people try to compare Joaquin to Heath.
Yeah,
a lot,
it's different.
But I try to, I mean, try going into the movies and just watch it for who he is. Don't try to compare it to Heath Ledger. And I feel like you would have, like, a million times better experience than trying to compare it to something else.
Yeah, and plus, because Heath Ledger was already developed as the Joker, you know, and in Joaquin's film, he's, like, becoming the Joker, you know. It's kind of like apples and oranges. Like, the guy's coming up, the other dude's already well-developed
as
crazy
dude.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair to compare, you know.
Yeah. For sure, they're trying, like, they're saying good things, but I feel like, it's hard to, like, compare it, you know what I mean? Like you said, there's two different things, but nonetheless, try going without comparing it, and you would have a million times better. Get Heath out of your head, because we got a new Joker in town, you know what I mean? Joker. No disrespect to Heath Ledger, he was a great Joker, but nonetheless, keep, just try to keep him out of your head when you're watching this movie, you know what I mean? You'll have a million times better experience. Even if you don't, you still have a good experience.
He's got to pass down the torch, you know? It's not always Heath Ledger, you know?
Yeah. But, yeah, Joker was good. Go see it if you haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. For movies, we got a lot of movies, a couple of TV shows to talk about. I had one thing that I didn't have on the playlist that we'll talk about at the end of the movie segment. But first movie to play this, we got Birds of Prey trailer coming out February 2020. How do you feel about that? It's with...
with Harley Quinn and
Harley Quinn's basically getting her own gang together.
I don't know, it looks pretty good, you know, a lot of action stuff. It's like all over the place, but I mean, it's just like a pretty much like the Ghostbusters of, you know, female, like, no, well, not really female, but I mean, it's like female gang, you know, like, it looks pretty good, you know. Would I go watch it? I don't know. I don't think so. You know, but
I'd probably wait for a Blu-ray.
Blu-ray, you know.
If it gets good reviews, I would probably go see it for sure. This trailer is like, I don't know, it's like you said, it's all over the place, but it's like Harley Quinn's getting her own gang, she's mad at Joker, Jared Leto's Joker, they're not together, and she wants to find a new person to follow, and it looks like it's gonna be Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, I see.
He looks like he's gonna be a good act in that movie, but everything else is kind of like, it looks, I could care
generic,
less.
You know, it looks kind of generic, you know, action film, you know, but I mean, I'm sure, you know, comic fans are like, they're loyal to like Harley Quinn and her accomplices. Like, I'm sure they'll enjoy it. Yeah, but
yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, but it looks good. It looks okay. You know, I don't have any like negative feedback. You know, any negative thoughts about it. You know, just if you enjoy those kind of films, like fuck it, go watch it. You know. But that's about it. You know, it looks good.
Okay. What about But yeah, that's Birds of Prey coming out February 2020. After that, we got what was I gonna say? Six Underground. The Ryan Reynolds movie.
Oh, yeah.
Netflix movie coming out December 13th, I think.
It looks good. You know, it looks, you know, just like a generic action film, you know? At first, I thought it was going to be like a Need for Speed, like a Fast and Furious kind of movie, you know? And because I saw the cars, like the sports cars, and yeah, I thought it was going to be like a Fast and Furious kind of film. But no, it's just like, you know, a generic action film, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, every time I see him, I just see Deadpool, you know?
Yeah, pretty much Six Underground is, like, it's a group of six people. They're marked dead. They're, like, social securities get burned or whatever. Like, they're burners. They're pretty much, they're dead people, but they're taking out tasks, like the fucking A-Team.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that they're dead. Like, what do you mean by dead? Like, dead?
So, like, you work for the FBI, okay? You died, like, pretend died on the mission, but you're really alive, carrying out a secret mission. So your whole family thinks you're dead, your whole friends think you're dead, but you're really alive, but you work. Okay. So you're basically burning your life away just so you can live this new life as a secret agent, pretty much.
Wow. That explains a lot now.
But yeah, they're pretty much trying to stop like this bad guy stuff. It has Ryan Reynolds, that's not Papa Doc, right? No. That's Dr. Dre from Straight Outta Compton.
For sure.
That's
the actor, right?
Yeah, the actor and the drummer from Bohemian Rhapsody.
For sure.
It's and then there's three other people, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, Six Underground comes out on Netflix December 13th. It's an action flick. Looks interesting. I'm gonna watch it.
Netflix original, huh?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, Netflix movie.
Yeah. Netflix doing big things.
Mm-hmm. Another Netflix movie that we could hit and break is Daybreak.
Yeah, like with the teenagers, right?
Yeah, Daybreak is an apocalyptic high school film. Mm-hmm. It's not a high school film, but it involves high schoolers. And just one day, like, the entire Earth, they have the nuclear war and stuff. And pretty much, it looks like, if you guys seen, like, Rage 2, mm-hmm. it looks like they just made that movie.
Or, like,
right?
Mad Max, you know, with their custom-made cars and stuff, and vehicles. Yeah, and you got the cheerleaders, you know, with their own squad, and the geeks, you know, and the jocks. It's comedy film, you know, I can tell, obviously.
Yeah.
It looks good, you know?
Yeah, it looks okay to me. Yeah. But the first 10 seconds of the trailer, I was like, fuck, this looks corny as shit.
Yeah.
And then they cut away from that, and I was like, oh, okay,
it has a good concept, you know? You got these cheerleaders with their own squad, you know, geeks, you know?
Yeah.
You know, fighting, like, these, like, not zombies, but they're, like, a horde of, like, infected people.
They're called ghoulies, I think.
Ghoulies, yeah.
Something like that. But yeah.
Yeah, something to, you know, eat popcorn, you know, and what you're if you're bored, you know, something you can watch, you know, just for the fun of it, you know, if you're bored, you know.
Yeah, for sure. It doesn't look hype, but it just looks interesting.
Yeah,
if you're interested in like Mad Max or Rage 2, then that movie might be for you. But mm-hmm. yeah, that movie looked kind of corny to me, but comes out on Netflix. I don't have a date, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And then another one we got is Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Yeah. Christian Bale using his actual accent, I think, you know.
Is that really?
Yeah, he's from the UK. He's English.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah, and Matt Damon's American, so. Those are two brilliant actors, dude. I like Damon and Christian Bale, obviously.
Yeah, when I seen that movie, I seen that trailer actually in theaters, and I was like, oh, I gotta put this on the playlist.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this movie looks so interesting. It's about the time where, I guess it's based on a true story, where Ferrari was winning like all this NASCAR stuff, mm-hmm. and then Ford was like, fuck that, we're gonna take a stand and mm-hmm. try to beat you guys, and pretty much that's what it's telling the story, I guess. In the end of the film, I'm assuming Ford wins.
I think so, I hope so, you know, it's like American, you know, so
American.
Always go for American.
But Ford versus Ferrari, pretty much the cars, and Matt Damon's trying to build a car for Ford that'll beat Ferrari, and Christian Bale is the main driver. But looks interesting. I'm gonna go watch that. Yeah. It comes out November 15th.
Yeah, two really good actors, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then we finally got a full trailer for Onward, the Disney movie,
with Chris Pratt and Tom Holland. It looks good. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Coco. You know, maybe the art style. But
Coco.
Yeah, but it looks good. You know, give me a rundown of what it was again. I forgot.
Onward is a Disney movie. It's kind of like mythical creatures. Like everyone's like. Basically, like, in a magic land, like, they got unicorns, what are those guys? Like, those man horses? Like, Gilitars?
Centaurs, or no?
Oh, yeah, centaurs.
Yeah.
And basically a magical land, and pretty much Chris Pratt and Tom Holland are the main characters, the brothers. Chris Pratt is the older brother, Tom Holland is the little brother. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's Tom Holland's 17th birthday, mm-hmm. and I guess when both of them were older than 17, their dad left him a gift because I guess he died, and the gift is like a magic wand, but they never knew he was like a mage. Mm-hmm. They don't really say he's a mage in the trailer, but like he has a magic wand, so you would think he was a mage back in the day, but he was really an accountant. Mm-hmm. And I guess the mage stick can bring his dad back to life for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what they're trying to do. For sure. Because they try it and it doesn't work. So they're like, fuck, we gotta get this spell to work. So they have to go somewhere else to get it fixed or something like that. Mm-hmm. But pretty much it's them trying to spend one day with their dad because he's not there anymore.
Yeah.
But looks cool. I'm with it. Comes out 2020. That's all they said.
Yeah. They're like recycling their actors, huh? Disney, obviously Disney owns Marvel. So mm-hmm. they're like, using their well-known actors from the Marvel Universe and, you know,
yeah,
putting them in the Pixar films.
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, recycling, well, at least me. But, like, obviously people have to audition to get the part, you know what I mean?
But, I mean, like, yeah.
For sure they have connections, like, oh, you want to try out for this part? All right, come on through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Instead of, like new people coming in, I came in to audition for this role. You know what I mean?
They'll ask, like, their, you know, whoever's interested in that department.
Yeah.
Disney. Yeah.
Most definitely. But, yeah, Onward looks good. I'll go see it. Mm-hmm. We got a new Dr. Dolittle movie coming out.
Yeah. It's like the third remake, right? There was an... The second remake was with Eddie Murphy.
What was the first one?
I think it was way back, dude. But, I mean, I think the second remake was with Eddie Murphy. Now this is the third remake.
So, that's crazy. Yeah, I've never seen any Dr. Dolittle movies.
Yeah, me neither. You know, I just read in the comment section. And I believe it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty cool. Robert Downey Jr., you know, every time I see him, Iron Man, but... He has his accent, you know, his British accent, or I don't know, English accent. Well, same thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, it looks good, you know. And then Tom Holland's in it. He's part of, he's like, and John Cena, you know, they're the animal. They're talking animals.
Yeah, they got a lot of people. They got Tom Holland, John Cena, Selena Gomez.
Full cast, you know?
Yeah, they got a big cast. I'm pretty sure they'll be animal voice actors, but.
Yeah.
Looks good. I like it. I never seen the original, and a lot of people are kind of, I think from what I've seen, a lot of people were like, no, why are you guys doing this? And then a lot of people were like, dang, it looks so bad, but I'm still going to go see it because it's RDJ.
Yeah.
But I thought it looked cool.
It looked good. You know, there was nothing nothing cringy about it, you know.
Yeah.
I thought it looked pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. Family film, you know.
Yeah, pretty much Dr. Dolittle is a doctor. He's a vet, right? A veterinarian.
Yeah.
But he could talk to pets. He could talk to animals.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool. Robert Downey Jr., the doctor. And there's one... There's a boy main character. Yeah, I just don't know who he is.
Yeah, at first I thought that was Tom Holland, like, CGI'd, like, the age, you know, like, as a younger kid. It looked like Tom Holland when he was younger. So I was like, wait, is that Tom Holland using, like, CGI or makeup effect, you know? Yeah.
But yeah, it's not even called Doctor. It's just called Dolittle. Comes out January 17th, 2020. Mm-hmm. After that, we got Jungle Cruise. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it reminds me of Indiana Jones or, like, the Mummy films, you know?
Have you been on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland? It's right next to Indiana Jones.
Yeah, when you get on the boat, you know.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just like that, but they made it into a movie. Yeah, like you said, mixed with Indiana Jones.
Yeah. You know, and I love that because, like, the film Jungle Cruise gives me, like, Disneyland vibes, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
from that area, you know, the Jungle Cruise area. So I was like, oh, it kind of gives me, like, some childhood memories. You know? Yeah, it looks good, you know, with Dwayne Johnson.
And, I don't know her name, but it's, fuck, what's his name? Basically Jim from The Office's wife.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot her name and his name, but yeah, pretty much it's Dwayne Johnson and that girl.
This is crazy how The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, has accumulated like so many big films, you know, to act in. Like, the guy's a wrestler, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
it's inspiring, you know, like, if you're like a sports figure, like, he's like an iconic sports figure, you know, wrestling.
Yeah, from football to wrestling,
then water wrestling, and then mm-hmm. he turned into actor. Like, come on, dude, that's a huge accomplishment. So I'm happy for him, you know. And he looks humble on his Instagram.
Yeah.
He looks really humble.
Most definitely. I know, but yeah, Jungle Cruise is pretty much, I don't know, it's kind of like the title, the name. If you've been on the ride at Disneyland, it's pretty much that movie, but like Mike says, mixed with Indiana Jones. I don't know how to
Uncharted, too.
Oh, yeah, that, too.
If you play the Uncharted games, too.
Yeah. But it looks pretty awesome. I definitely go see that. Mm-hmm. That comes out, summer 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And, another one we got, Netflix show called Prank Encounters, comes out October 25th.
That show is confusing, dude.
It was kind of like, it's not cringy, it's just more like, I don't know, I just
What's the point of it, you know? Like,
Well, first of all, let me say what it is. Yeah. Prank Encounters is like Punked with Ashton Kutcher, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this time it's with the main character from Stranger Things,
mm-hmm.
Dustin, if you know him. Mm-hmm. But pretty much he's just pranking people while they're at work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what,
but the thing is, it looks like scripted, you know.
Yeah,
the sequence is like, it looks acted. Like,
I feel like most pranks are like, just look scripted. It looks too fake. Like they know it's coming, but they're just acting like it's coming.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But hey, who really knows besides the actors and the people falling for it? You know what I mean? Yeah. Who am I to say it's fake?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought it looked scripted. You know?
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be like a comedy film about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but apparently it happens to be like a reality show or something like that.
It's a, it's like Punked.
Yeah,
a prank.
Yeah, prank.
Yeah, pretty much that's called prank encounters. Mm-hmm. People getting pranked at new jobs that they're getting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you want to go see the trailer, I mean, I say go watch it, or just wait till October 25th and watch an episode, you know. Mm-hmm. And last on the list, we got The Gentleman. I didn't get a date. I think that comes out this month. The Gentleman.
With Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, with Fuck, I can't even say his last name. Gilbert.
Yeah, it looks good. It's like a crime film, I think.
It looks more of a action Pineapple Express instead of a comedy Pineapple Express. Does that make sense? Yeah. Pretty much there is like a drug war. They're going up against the Asians. There's a top head. And then I guess the top head's assistant wants to take him out so he could have the whole business to himself and just keep the money and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't know much about it, but it's hard. If you like Pineapple Express, you'll go watch this trailer and you'll see what I'm talking about. It looks like of an action Pineapple Express. Mm-hmm. More action and stuff. Looks really good. It has Charlie Hunnam, Matthew McConaughey, and that one British actor. He's in... what is he in? He's in... I think he's... I don't know what he's in. Mm. He's British as fuck. Oh my god, I can't say his name, but mm-hmm. if you see him, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's called The Gentleman. And the last thing is that before we started this podcast, Disney was tweeting a bunch of their lineup for Disney Plus coming out in November. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to show you. Give me 1 second, let me pull it up. Oh,
yeah. And how much is Disney Plus again? $6, right? Or is it
20? I think it's 12.
That's a good deal, dude.
No, I think it's $9 for a month. Yeah. But you could pay yearly if you wanted to.
That's such a good deal. I just wish, you know, they had more... I wish they had, like, the streaming services, like, all together, you know? Mm-hmm. The whole package, Netflix, you know, Hulu, instead of having to pay separately, you know?
Yeah.
That sucks, you know? But, I mean, it's better than cable. You still remember back then, cable was, like, $120? Not even with HBO or Encore, you know, like any mm-hmm. of that stuff, you know. And for that, it would be like an extra like $50, like $160. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm glad cable's dying, dude.
Yeah, dude.
As fucked up as it sounds, you know, I'm glad it is. They would fuck you over, dude.
Yeah, most definitely. I keep getting calls from Spectrum saying, yeah, we have this new streaming service. Yeah, you want to try it out? Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I don't really need it. And then they're like, oh, well, why don't you need it? I was like, well, I don't really watch TV. They're like, oh, well, what do you watch? I'm like, Netflix and Hulu. And they're like, well, aren't you watching TV on there? I'm like, yeah, but, eh. Yeah. I probably sound douchey, but...
Yeah, no. You have every right to say that, because, like, fuck, cable, dude. Like, part of my language, it's just that, like, now that I look back, I was looking at some old receipts, you know. I was, like, in the garage, and I saw, mm-hmm. like back in the early, like, 2000s. Like, yeah. The amount that my parents would pay for just cable HBO, you know, I'm like, damn, dude, like, that was a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. And now the cable's a lot cheaper, because obviously competition from streaming services. So, yeah, that's good, dude. I'm glad it's dying down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pretty much here's the list. You could keep just scrolling down, see what you like. But mm-hmm. two main things I wanted to point out that I was super hyped for, because I didn't think they were going to put it in. They have the original Spider-Man series coming, like the OG, like, 1999 one. Mm-hmm. I believe, and Spider-Man Unlimited, I think, the one with the Scarlet Spider. But yeah, that's coming to Disney Plus, and they just tweeted out a bunch of basically a bunch of their list that's coming. They have Johnny Tsunami, That's So Raven, Even Stevens, crap, what are some big ones that
they have? I see John there too, but that's filmed by DreamWorks, right?
Do they? That's what it says on the list.
Yeah, like Ice Age.
But that's a TV show.
Oh, by Disney? Oh, that's weird.
I don't know. But, yeah, pretty much Disney Plus tweeted a bunch of shows. I don't know if you had, like, a favorite that you wanted to point out.
No, it looks good.
But I was pretty hyped for Spider-Man. That really excited me. I told all the homies.
It looks pretty good.
At least for day one launch, that's a lot to watch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, and another one. I never seen Fantasia, and they put Fantasia on there, too. I mean, it didn't shock me, but yeah. I'm hyped that it's going to be on there. I could finally watch it.
Disney Plus, damn, I'm definitely gonna have to get it.
The lineup looks really fucking good.
It is,
right?
Dude. It's better than Netflix, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Netflix lineup sucks, dude. At times it's cool, but it just.
Yeah.
There's not enough movies, you know?
Yeah. I wonder if Disney's gonna be like Hulu and Netflix, mm-hmm. where they're gonna have to take things out to put things in, mm-hmm. like how Netflix and them do it. I hope they don't, but hey, who am I to say to control what?
Do you have the original Toy Story trilogy there?
Yeah,
Monsters Inc. You know,
Bugs for Life. Sure. Yeah, for sure you could count on those. I seen Bugs Life on there on the list.
Oh yeah, it's a must, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Are they gonna put the original?
Oh, they have the Doug movie. I don't know if you seen Doug.
I think I remember.
Yeah, the Doug movie's gonna be on there. I seen that on the list. Both Goofy movies, extremely Goofy movie, and then a regular Goofy movie.
What about Hannah Montana? No, I don't want that.
Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, will they? I don't know.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Oh, they do have Toy Story 3. Wow, they're killing it, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be great. November 12th is when they start. It's going to be so hard for me.
They do have Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah? Heck yeah. Game over. I mean, we don't watch Hannah Montana.
I used to. Wally, Camp Rock, damn. First Iron Man. Wow, man. Netflix, Disney Plus is going to kill it, dude.
Yeah, for Netflix, sure.
Hell worth $12.
Yeah. But, I thought that was worth mentioning. If you want to go see the whole lineup or some of the lineup, they tweeted so much today.
They did.
Yeah, go check out their tweets at Disney Plus. But I guess we hop into video game news. You mm-hmm. want to start off with? We could start off with this. End with it with. God damn it! We'll start off with Sony. Mm-hmm. Sony finally confirmed what the next gen console is going to be called. Can you guess?
PS5.
They confirmed it's called the PlayStation 5. That's nothing new. They had like another article with with Wired.
Yeah, Wired. Yeah, I think that was a while back, right? Was it?
It was like last week.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had another one. They had like another exclusive article with Wired talking about the PlayStation 5 and some details. Controller is going to be USB-C, and it's going to have a longer battery, and I think it's going to have the same vibration as the Nintendo Joy-Cons.
Oh really? Yeah.
HD rumble. I think
I noticed that too. When you click, it feels so good. You know, like when you mm-hmm. when you like shoot in the game, like the way it rumbles, like it feels different. You know, from that of the mm-hmm. Xbox or PS4 controller.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, the HD rumble I think is going to be in the PlayStation 5 controllers. I don't know. They didn't really talk about main things, but like it was just a little article. But pretty much two main things to confirm is called PlayStation 5. And it is definitely coming holiday 2020.
Yeah, a year from now.
Pretty much.
We're in October right now, so.
Yeah, hell yeah. Pretty much everything we already assumed they confirmed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't wait, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I've been holding back on buying a PS4 Pro to play God of War. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to be backwards
compatible.
Mm-hmm. So, dude, I can't wait. That's going to be the first time I'll ever camp out.
Oh, really?
Because, I mean, it's backwards compatible, dude. Like, even if they don't have that many exclusive lineup games mm-hmm. like in that holiday, I'll still be able to play my old PS4 games, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
I'll be able to actually play God of War, you know that.
You think it should be digital backwards compatible, right?
I'm sure it's gonna be disc too.
I know, but like
oh yeah, digital. Yeah, I'm like, assuming.
Right?
Yeah.
Another thing is they updated the pricing on PlayStation Now.
It's $10 now.
Yeah, it's $10, $60 for a year, $30 for 3 months, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And they added God of War, Uncharted, and some other games until January, I believe.
And you download them, you don't stream them.
So. Yeah, you could download them and not stream. Some games are still streamable, which is kind of trash, but...
No, dude, yeah, it's a good deal, but I'd rather buy it, you know, have it to myself.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Having a physical copy, you know.
For sure, those are games, like, I mean, hey, if you're not a big fan, like, of God of War, then I say, hey, just do the $10, download it, play it, and then mm-hmm. you're done. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you really love the game, just buy it, you keep it forever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I was talking about... re-downloading PlayStation 4 games on PlayStation 5. You know how like everyone's going digital now? Mm-hmm. That'll be a possibility, right? You would assume, most definitely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got for Sony news. Another one we could talk about is Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out on PC.
Yeah, you know, PC mods, you know, you already know how it's gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't play on PC, but I know for sure on PC is going to be like the best version out there. You know, mm-hmm. the definitive.
Yeah, heck yeah! It comes out November 5th. I thought that was worth.
I can already imagine people playing it on 8K. You know, and 8K. You know, like graphics up and mm-hmm. settings up and shit.
That's gonna be crazy. when you get Red Dead Redemption 2 on PC, I think...
You have the option to choose a game from Rockstar, right? Another game?
Yeah, if you buy it on the Rockstar launcher.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Epic launcher. You got
Steam, I know.
You got Origin, you know.
Yeah, you could... if you pre-order it, you get two games for free. You could pick from Vice City, I think San Andreas, Bully, and there's one more. Fucking missing one more. I forgot, but yeah. you could pick two games out of the list that they give you, and if you pre-order from the Rockstar launcher, you are eligible to upgrade for free. So mm-hmm. if you get the base game for $60, you could get deluxe version for free, and if you get the deluxe version, you'll be able to upgrade to the ultimate version for free.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, I don't know. The mean good deal. Yeah, you're pretty much saving $20 each upgrade you would do.
Yeah.
And another one we got on the list is One Punch Man. I know you haven't seen anime, but
I saw it. I don't really watch it. I have a lot of friends that watch that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw it. It's a video game. You know, like is it like a fighting game?
Yeah. At first, so basically the way One Punch Man works is like he beats all his enemies
with one
punch. In one punch.
Yeah.
And he hates it because he's just so strong and he doesn't know why, but. Yeah, at first when this game was announced, I was like, how are you going to make a game with, like, a character that just doesn't lose at all in the anime and doesn't get hurt, and he kills everybody in one punch? Like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. And then when this trailer came on, I was like, what the heck? Like, he's not even doing anything. And when I seen people hitting him, he wasn't taking any health down. So, like, they actually are going to make him, like, OP as hell. Yeah, but you don't play as him. You make your own character. Basically,
You're against him.
No, you're against him. You want to, in the main story, there's this character called Genos, and he wants to be his disciple, and he takes him on to, like, train him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so basically, in this game, you're his disciple. Mm-hmm. So basically, you're Genos, but you're your own character in this game. So I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
It's a good concept.
Yeah. Like, it makes it easier to not be him.
Yeah.
It's a way to not be him in the game.
Yeah. There's a reason why there's no proper Superman game, because Superman's, like, so overpowered, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Unless you use a kryptonite, but yeah. It's not like Batman, you know, when Batman's, like, more human, you know?
Yeah. Well, he is human.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he doesn't even have superpowers. Yeah. But yeah. One Punch Man, that comes out 2020. Yeah. Another anime game I have on here. I didn't put on the list. My Hero One Justice 2 comes out next year. Mm-hmm. Pretty much focuses what's going to be on Season 4 of My Hero Academia, which is pretty cool. Brain Age. Coming to Switch December
27th. Yeah, it's like an educational game, huh?
Yeah, I had to take a sip of water.
Yeah, I saw it. It looks good, you know? Like, like it's no different from the tablet games you have on, you know, iPad, you know, and stuff like that. But it's good, you know, if you got a Switch, if your kid has a Switch, you know, it's really good, you know.
Yeah, it looks cool. You could do competitions with other people around you and stuff. It comes with a free stylus.
You know, and it kind of reminds me of Leapfrog. You remember Leapfrog? The tablet? It was like a tablet, you know? Like,
yeah. Uh-huh. You know, I never had one, but
I never had it, but I seen it back in elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gives me throwbacks to the way the Switch looks,
you know,
with the colored Joy-Cons.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of gave me like a flashback, like, damn, I remember those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I never afford it, but you know.
I feel you. Mm-hmm. It comes with a stylus, and it's pretty much like a educational game. It like teaches you math, English. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Just like you said, just like Leapfrog.
Mm-hmm.
You can play it horizontal and vertical, at least what you see in the trailer. Looks really interesting. I might cop it.
Yeah.
Looks cool. Another game is... I took off Eliza, if you wanted to talk about that.
Eliza.
I didn't watch that.
Which one?
I just thought it was dumb.
I did see it, but...
It's like that AI game. All right, we'll just go. Fuck that. And then we also got GTFO. We got an official trailer.
Yeah, have you seen that? Yeah, it's like a 2D storyboard game, isn't it? Like
2D storyboard?
Or like, I don't know. It's not in 3D, huh? It's like a...
No, it's 3D.
Oh, it's 3D?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because...
Oh, no, you're thinking of Eliza.
I think so.
All right, GTFO is pretty much four people are going into like a cave. And pretty much there's demons in there, and you pretty much want to survive and find the way out. It's kind of like... Doom mixed with Left 4 Dead.
For sure.
Dude, it looks so fucking dope. I can't wait. They've been working on this game for like years.
I've heard, yeah.
There's only 9 developers, and it was supposed to come out last year, and they said, oh, for sure, it's coming out 2019. Came out. And then, so supposedly they're saying that it's coming out 2020, but hey, I can't blame them because there's only
9 developers.
Nine people on the team. It kind of looks like crap, but the game concept looks really good. I don't care the way it looks.
Hopefully they'll get bought out, you know, the studio. And if they get bought out,
they'll get more people on the team.
Yeah, they'll get more funding. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. But GTFO looks really fucking awesome. Get the fuck out. But yeah. Dude, it looks so dope. I can't wait. Yeah. So there's a beta. You can sign up for the beta if you sign up for their ambassador program. It's free. You just put in your link. I think it's called 10chambers.com, and you can sign up right there, and then you'll get a beta code when it comes out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, GTFO. That's one game I've been waiting for, me and my homies. Mm-hmm. And lastly, on our video game news, Doom got delayed.
I know. You told me that earlier. Wow, you should have told me that right now. I know. That's a bummer, dude. Because I knew there's like a huge lineup in November. Uh-huh. You know, you got Death Stranding, you got Call of Duty, you got, what else, Luigi's Mansion. Well, Luigi's Mansion comes out on the 31st, but still, I count that as November, you know.
I mean, we got, all right, October, we'll repeat this list again. Mm-hmm. October 25th, we got Outer Worlds and Modern Warfare. Mm-hmm. October 31st, we got Luigi's Mansion.
Resident Evil 5 and Resident Evil 6 come out.
Around the same time. First week of November, we got Death Stranding. Second week, we got Pokemon and Star Wars on the same day. The week after that was supposed to be Doom Eternal.
Mm-hmm. A big ass month, you know, for video games.
Hell yeah.
I think they delayed it just because of the competition. Because even for the Switch, like, it's coming out for the Switch. I feel like, you know, with Pokemon coming out, a lot of people wouldn't really get Doom Eternal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like Call of Duty, you know, you already know Call of Duty.
Another thing that got delayed, Doom 64.
Really? Damn.
It got delayed with it. But the thing is, what they're doing now is if you pre-order Doom Eternal, you get Doom 64 for free because it's coming out the same day.
For sure.
What they didn't clarify, I think, is that you don't get to pick what you get it for. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Which kind of sucks because I would want Doom Eternal on PC, but I would want Doom 64 for my Switch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But the way you said it, pretty good that they delayed it. They said that they wanted to polish things up.
Yeah, yeah, as you should, yeah.
To me, I think that it's a good strat to make it the most perfect game when it launches, because I feel like Bethesda has been having so much shit this year with Fallout 76 and their collector's edition getting sued and stuff, and I feel like they can't take another hit like that. If Doom Eternal comes out like crap and it plays like crap, they're going to get so much shit for it, you know what I mean?
And Doom, when it first came out, it was pretty good, you know, like, straight out of the box. I knew it needed an update, if I remember correctly. It did need, like, a gig or two, a 9-gig patch, I don't know, but hopefully, like, it's well-polished this time.
Yeah, heck yeah. Like, nonetheless, delaying a game just to make sure it comes out as it should, great.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of weird to come out on March 20th. That's the same day as Animal Crossing is coming out, which is no competition. Like, I'm for sure Doom will outsell Animal Crossing. But it comes out a month after The Last of Us 2.
Yeah, yeah, which is good.
And I think a month before Final Fantasy 7 comes out.
Yeah.
I feel like November was the perfect launch. Either November or October.
Yeah,
like,
it's holiday.
In spring, for a hell game, is like, it doesn't mix up. But that's just me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just me thinking of the theme around the game.
Yeah, because it's holiday, you know, November, it's holidays, you know, people are buying stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been a good, you know, birthday, a Christmas gift, you know, Doom Eternal, if you're a fan of it. But yeah, I think it's good that they delayed it to March, you know.
Yeah.
A month after The Last of Us 2, that's for sure, dude.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I know The Last of Us 2 is going to just outsell. It's going to make records, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it saves money in my wallet. I had two collector's editions for that month of November. Death Stranding, and then I got to do Doom Eternal. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but the helmet, you know, the Doom helmet.
Dude, I can't wait for that fucking helmet. It's going to be so dope.
Yeah, it's like, it's going to be like that, but green.
I'm going to move my Ant-Man helmet and put my Doom helmet right there. But pretty much that's all the news we got. So, I mean, we can hop into everybody's favorite segment of the week.
Yeah.
Would you rather? But do you have your would you rather question? Because I don't.
I just made it up right now. Okay.
I had one in my head all week. But no joke, I forgot it. For sure. I should have wrote it down, but I got to think about it again.
All right, for sure.
But you could start off.
Would you rather have an 8K television? Like a, you'd say, like an 85-inch 8K television? Or an 8K camera? Red camera? You know, the ones I've showed you on your TV? Like, it's like fucking crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And those should go for like $60,000, $50,000, dude. Uh-huh. Would you rather have an 8K TV, 85-inch, or an 8K camera?
That kind of sucks because there's no technology that's making 8K stuff.
Yeah.
And then there's not that much technology that can play 8K stuff.
Okay. Tell me.
I would probably pick the camera. Because I could watch it on the camera and see how beautiful it looks.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing I would, like, no. People aren't taking pictures in 8K right now. They're not recording videos. They're not making video games. They're not making movies in 8K. Mm-hmm. So, why would I get the TV? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If I could up-res everything to the TV, all right, cool, I would pick the TV, but I'm pretty sure you can't.
Yeah. Yeah, like, my answer would be 8K camera, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's not about, like, yeah, we may not have, like the proper 8K, like, consumer TVs right now, but, I mean, like, 5 years, 10 years from now, you're going to be thankful for getting that 8K camera, because you're going to be like, damn, 2019 used to look like that, and crystal clear, you know? 8K, yeah. You know? Yeah, but I would go with the 8K camera, you know?
Yeah, super nice. Mm-hmm. I remember what I was going to say. All right, would you rather play all your movies in video games? Mm-hmm. So, like, say movies didn't exist, but you would play that story of the movie video game style?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you want all video games be made into movies?
All movies into video games, I think.
So, alright, okay.
Yeah, because...
So, as you controlling the main character?
Yeah, as long as it's, like, well-polished, you know?
Yeah.
We're not talking about...
Yeah, no budget is limited. Everything has the...
There's no limit. Yeah, Jurassic Park, The Mummy, those are, like, one of my favorite films. I can imagine it being played as Uncharted, you know? But with dinosaurs, with fucking mummies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, man. You know, and, you know, video games have good stories, you know, like...
Yeah, most definitely. The Last of Us,
you know, Uncharted 4, you know...
God of War.
God of War, they're all story-based, and they're pretty fucking good. They get you, like, immersed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would love to play Jurassic Park, The Mummy, you know?
Mm-hmm. But, imagine playing, like, the Infinity Saga.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that would be crazy.
Yeah, but there's times where you're like, damn, I don't want to play video games. I just want to watch TV, you know, put my hands against my head, behind my head, just watch TV.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you don't want to... If you're tired from work, you know, you get home from work, you know, you don't want to be playing video games. You just want to chill, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see video games, you know.
Play movies as video games.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd probably do the same.
Yeah.
Because I love playing video games. I feel like video games tell really good stories than most movies coming out these days.
Mm-hmm.
But some video games do come out like shit. Like
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Flappy Bird. It doesn't even tell a story. And most people downloaded it.
The guy that made that game, he was earning like $50,000 a day from ads.
Jesus.
Back in the day, back in 2014. You still remember that? Everyone was playing that shit back in high school. I remember, like, it'd be quiet in Mr. Cooper's class, and you hear, ding! Like, someone was playing it, and everyone would laugh, you know? Those are the good old days.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps up this episode. Mm-hmm. It felt like it was fast. What did we hit it at? 52 minutes?
So on average, it's like an hour.
Hours, 20, minutes. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's been episode 18. Thank you, locals, for hanging out with us, listening to us. You can listen to this podcast, find it, YouTube channel. Look in the bio. Got links to the Apple Podcast, Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Play, and a link to our Discord channel. Join our Discord channel. Ask us questions. Give us would you rather questions, because I'm running out.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely join the Discord. You can talk to me and Mike there, directly there. But yeah, that's been episode 18. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys.
See you guys later.